Another report of avian influenza. Welcome, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. State animal health officials are responding to another case of low pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu. This one detected on a single poultry farm in Lincoln County.
But it's important for the public to know and understand that this is not a human health issue. It's not a food safety issue. It's primarily an agricultural issue. We certainly don't want to leave it to go unchecked. If it did go unchecked, it could cause illness later in other flocks. And so we're working with the company to address the situation.
Spokesperson Tom Womack of the Tennessee Department of Agriculture says this H7 strain of avian influenza is in no way a threat to human health, and it's not associated with the high pathogenic strain associated with human and poultry outbreaks in other countries.
We know that low-path avian influenza does occur naturally in the environment. It does circulate among wild birds. It's not unusual for it to sometimes appear in our domestic flocks. And there was no signs of illness with these birds as it was in the Giles County situation.
Now, this is the same strain identified last week on a poultry farm in neighboring Giles County. But again, there's no apparent connection between the two farms. But state and federal authorities have restricted movement of birds on the affected farm and are currently considering additional surveillance on backyard and commercial flocks in the area.
But this poses very little risk even to animal health. That it's primarily an agricultural issue, an economic issue. It certainly can impact our trade of Tennessee poultry products exported to other countries.
And again, avian influenza is not transmitted through poultry or eggs, and those products are safe to eat with proper handling and preparation. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.